joining us.
Are you ready? For
ready? A miracle joining us. The Bible Museum opening this weekend, and here to tell us all about it is Dr. Tony Zeis. Dr. Zeis, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
For having me on your show.
Well, we're so glad you're here. Well, let's talk about, you've got a preview on Friday, the opening on Saturday. This is being largely funded by the owners of Hobby Lobby. But before I go into what's in the museum, I'd like to know how long did it take to get from concept to the opening of the doors?
7 years, which was pretty amazing. From the idea to build a museum, the first world-class museum to the Bible in history, to fruition. So it's like truly a dream come true. A lot of hard work, a lot of people who care about this cause of the book called the Bible.
Now, you say this is a non-sectarian museum, and you obviously explore a lot of different things in here. How did you decide, like, what's going in the museum, what's not going in the museum? How was those decisions made?
Well, the first thing is, you're right. It needed to be non-sectarian because the Bible is the foundation for many faith traditions, many religions. And we wanted to present the Bible just as accurately and as authentically as possible without interpreting it in any way. And so that meant we look at a lot of faith traditions, a lot of history, narrative, and the impact. Those are the three themes. So our mission is really to invite all people to engage with the Bible, its history, its narrative, and its impact. And so those three themes drove pretty much what has gone into the museum. Of course, we've worked with over 100 international scholars from all sort of faith traditions, and some of them with no faith. These scholars helped us vet every word that's in the museum, every film, every audio, every placard. And so that's how we've done it. Of course, we've worked with other museums who want to be a part of this museum. So the like the Israeli Antiquity Authority, they've never loaned out their antiquities before, but they did this time, and they have a whole gallery. Then we've got the Vatican, and we have the Vatican Library Gallery. And we have a museum from Amsterdam, another second one from Israel, one from Germany. So this is really a worldwide museum about this amazing book that was written over about 2,000 years and with 40 different people.
Now, I know there are, obviously, the Bible wasn't originally written in English. So as a result, there are various translations of the Bible. There are also there are some books excluded in some versions of the Bible. You have the King James Bible. You have the New American Bible. How do you resolve sort of those divisions?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, basically, it was pretty easy. We said we'll include all of them. For instance, the Hebrew Bible, Old Testament, half of the museum is really that. Then there's the Protestant Bible, and then there's the Catholic Bible, which has several more books called the Apocrypha, so we include those books. And then there's the Ethiopic Bible, and they have some books that even the Catholics don't have, so we included those. So we just included all of the faith traditions, and we look at all of them. And so I think the scholars have done a wonderful job at vetting it. And by the way, they would go back to the earliest traditions and the earliest copies of the books as possible to keep things as authentic as possible. So they would interpret things from the Greek or the Hebrew or the Aramaic Bible.
Now, as I'm walking through the museum, if I break any rules, am I punished more harshly in the Old Testament section of the museum?
Or
No, it's not. It's not an eye for an eye or anything over there. Okay, curious.
No.
So, let me ask you, you know, there's a lot of mythology that surrounds the Bible, too. We see things like the Da Vinci Code and all sorts of, like, you know, basically Bible fan fiction, like where people take bizarre stories out from the Bible. Yeah. Is that addressed at all in the museum?
No, not much, other than on the impact floor. And the impact floor is really to demonstrate how pervasive Bible text is in our cultures, particularly the Western culture. And so it might be addressed there, but we simply don't go run off down every trail that some fictitious author takes off on. We try to stick straight to the Bible as authentic as possible.
Now this seems to be obviously more than a museum because you have a 472 seat theater. You have a ballroom in here. You've got a rooftop garden. Restaurants that are more than just the plastic tray, sit down and get a burger type restaurant. What is your hope to see this grow into?
Well, we want it to grow into the center of all things Bible. I mean, that's really it, because we believe that the Bible is the best source of information for people to navigate through life. And so we won't interpret the Bible for them. We don't render our own opinions. We just simply try to get them engaged, and then the Bible will speak for itself. And they'll come to their own conclusions, whatever they may be. So that's what it's about. And we're even involved in one of the biggest digs, the largest dig, archaeological dig in Israel right now. So we do much more than just the museum, but those things all come back and help the museum. So we have scholars, and there's a working laboratory in the museum where scholars will be translating from relics that have never been translated and adding to the body of the knowledge. So it's a working museum, but at the same time, it's a very entertaining museum, because we know best people learn best
yes.
by doing and by participating. So it's very interactive, very technology.
Dr. Zeiss, we've got to go. What time does the museum open tomorrow?
Well, we're going to dedicate it tomorrow, but that's the invitation only, because
okay.
we only have so much room. And that's at 10:30. And then we're open on Saturday at 8 o'clock for groups and 10 o'clock to the public, but they need to go online and get their timed.
You got it.
Or they'll have a problem.
That's the Museum of the Bible. Thank you, Dr. Zeiss.
Thank you.